Hey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, and I am by myself. We may have a studio audience joining us later, but right now it's just me, and I'm just talking to you out there as listeners, but I'm also talking to your faves, my faves, our faves, Keith and Hemda. What's going on, y'all?
Hello.
Still our faves after all these years.
Is it okay that the studio audience, which is your wife, can just come and go during a taping? I've been to tapings. They make you piss your pants in your seat.
I have a better question. Is it all right for you to be by yourself?
Listen, we're all
by
ourselves.
Since the pandemic, are we...
I feel like as codependent as we are, we're all ultimately coming in and leaving by ourselves. So might as well enjoy your time alone, apart, together. But the reason studio audience isn't here right now is because they have to put up the groceries. Our studio audience, it goes above and beyond here, okay? I buy the groceries. They put them up. If I can't put them up, I think they might be eating half a Jersey Mike sandwich. We, like, feed our studio audience here. And then they kind of come and go as they please. It's really no other show like it.
Right.
Yeah,
good for you.
Drew Barrymore could never. Okay,
no.
I'm just gonna tell you right now.
It sounds like you guys have a salad bar. Everything
we got a lot. There's salads in there. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on here. But we also I'm a little frazzled because I literally just had to rush to the tire place up the street because I found out I had a flat tire like 20 minutes before the show started. I was driving back from getting groceries. Light comes on, like, something wrong with your tires. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, what the fuck this mean? You know, I'm like, oh, I'll just get some air from the
recording
gas station.
Recording in progress.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, do we have to start over?
No.
Oh, I'm scared. All right. Well, as I said, I'm frazzled. But yeah, so I put air in the tire. It's so low. Like, this isn't, it got a little cold and your tire's not where it should be. So you put a little air in each tire. It was like first two tires were at like, it's supposed to be 32. First two tires were at 30. I was like, oh no. Oh no. Right. That means one of these tires is fucked up. Right. And it was at 16. And I know we have 20 minutes to the show. And I'm looking at Karen like, do we risk it? Go to the shop, try to make it back by 3. Like, I gotta tell them I hate being late to anything, but let me just tell them I think I can do it, but let me tell them I'm gonna be late, even if I'm not.
It worked out. I do like out. We put the fear out there, but it worked out.
Yeah. I was only 4 minutes late. So we figured it out.
I have a feeling Keith was mid sandwich and said, oh, God.
It worked out.
You know, the best part is I could have been on time, but the person at the thing didn't look my phone number up for my car. They just started putting all my information in as if it's my first time there. I don't know why they assumed that. They were just right. Like, all right, name, all right, address. I was like as the questions kept going, I was like, what the fuck, man? Just put my phone number in and give me a call. But anyway,
I remember when I first came to New York, I was looking for work and I found a job working with a mechanic where I would put holes in your tires and then put his card on your window as a bucket tire.
Smart.
Looking back, I feel horrible.
Yeah, it's a little skeevy, but you know what? Smart. It keeps people's tires fresh and updated all the time. Hopefully it's under warranty and I don't have to pay anything other than the inconvenience of
and
going up
Keith.
There.
I see how you made it in New York. Most cars have at least four tires, so wow.
Well, you can't go crazier. It gets obvious.
Yeah.
See.
Now, who's doing the bicycle tire flats? I don't know, because there's no insurance for that. But somebody, big tires out there getting it.
Sometimes you do them just for fun.
Oh, okay.
It's like, this one's for me.
I feel like there's a person in New York, for sure, who stabs bike tires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that definitely just, there's too many people in the city that exist. I don't know who's doing it, but yeah, that's happening.
A biker once told somebody in a car, share the road. And this guy's like, you motherfuckers.
Right. From here on out, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, well, I guess second of all now, I'm excited because in 2 days, Charlotte Hornets basketball starts. And unlike the last 2 years, our studio audience is applauding.
I heard.
They made it in.
Wait, basketball and football at the same time?
We don't bring up this Carolina football is what it sounds like, Rod. Am I correct?
I mean, we suck, but I mean, I watch it. I watch it the way I watch all the other football. I watch Red Zone on Sunday. Red Zone is a channel that only shows you the scoring plays.
So you don't have to see Carolina play too much.
Exactly. That saves time. If your team sucks, this is the way to watch football. Okay? No more sitting around for 3 hours, cursing the gods, being like, I wish anything would fucking happen. Even a bad thing would be better than what the fuck I'm watching right now. Now, the guy checks in and we suck. So it's never good. But he checks in and he's like, oh, this just in. Let's go to the Carolina game. Oh, your quarterback just got sacked and he fumbled and the other team scored off the fumble. And they just, anyway, back to good football. Now, let's watch some Tom Brady, guys.
When they say, let's cut to Carolina, do you audibly go, oh, fuck?
Yeah, every time. Every time. Last week, we were playing the Miami Dolphins, who's really good this year. And we got up like 21-0. And it was crazy. I noticed
now you're using the we pronoun. Okay.
Yeah, we always. And we got up 21-0, and it was crazy because they kept cutting in, like going to the Carolina game. I was like, fuck, they just scored another touchdown. I was like, what? How? Who? You know what I mean? And of course, we lost the game. So that didn't last long, but it was a nice, like little change up. And I'm still glad I didn't watch that whole thing, you know? So. NBA is back, and unlike the last 2 years, I'm not in New York. I can get to go to these games. I'm excited. Nice. Karen can't stun on me with pictures of my mom and my niece and my dad doing all that stuff. Oh, right. Yeah, gotcha. But they can't do me like they did in the past. That means that I'll get to be the one taking the pictures and going through the security and, like, you know, stunting on y'all, looking at the Jumbotron and eating from the buffet. So, yeah, I'm glad to be home. Glad to finally be able to go to the game.
It all worked out. When they quit the HBO show, joke's on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of the shows work remote. If I get a new job, I still get to go to the games. This is awesome.
There you go.
All right, let's talk about sponsors.
Yes, please.
All right, because who cares about y'all's weeks, right?
By the way, let me mention this, though. Speaking of football, I keep meaning to get rid of my cable. I don't know if I'm going to save $40 or have to pay more when I finally do it. But and people go, oh, Keith, old man, you still have your fucking cable. Everybody streams. Everything's on streaming. Grow the fuck up. I'm talking to Craig's watching. He's switching between my Steelers game and his Kansas City game. Apparently, LA has 17 teams, but they both went down this weekend. And I go, wait a minute, how are you watching? Because you're one of these people saying about your fucking cable. And he goes, oh, I'm streaming. I use my cable credentials. I'm like, what the fuck is a cable credential? It's his parents' cable information. Mm. Yeah, I'm old man Johnny, because all these young kids are using their parents' shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stop penalizing me for being a responsible one.
Yeah.
You know? Like, some of my friends, I let them use, like, the profiles on, like, Hulu or something.
Right.
And then every once in a while, I'll catch them humble bragging on like, I don't have any streaming. Yeah, because I do.
Yeah.
I have the streaming. You're welcome, by the way. You know?
Yeah.
I don't eat at restaurants. No, I pay the bill. So, technically, you do, motherfucker.
Craig thought about this game show idea, though. Imagine trying to get a case-sensitive password from your dad. It has special characters and numbers, and you have to get it over the phone. That would be a game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
As he's flexing, he has the best password ever made.
Is it specifically your dad, Keith, or anyone's dad?
I think it's my dad.
Okay, yeah.
My dad's the advanced round.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's like the last round of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right. You know? Well, let's talk about the sponsor.
Yes.
All right. Today's sponsor is Regressive Insurance. Hmm. All right. I just got my tires messed up. Okay. And I wish I had them under insurance.
Right.
So I could go ahead and pay for them. But today's insurance is so fucking woke. Have you seen these commercials? Every couple's biracial. Some of them are same sex. They're kissing each other and stuff. And they're being families and equal and stuff. I don't want to deal with that. I watch Fox News all day. I need some Regressive Insurance, okay? I need some people that don't want to insure same-sex couples, you know, that give me a little bit extra, maybe pay a little extra because I'm black. I don't mind. That's fine with me. As long as you go woke, you go broke is what they say. And Regressive Insurance will never go broke because they'll never go woke, okay? So all you need to do to sign up for Regressive Insurance is go to regressiveinsurance.com. Tell them Keith and the girl sent you.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Go MAGA. Go MAGA. You get 50% off if you put Go MAGA in the discount box. So make sure y'all do that and, you know, enjoy your new insurance.
Regressive Insurance. Back to a simpler time.
Mm-hmm. Before America. Before America got all woke, you know.
Do you like to use escalators? That's some woke shit. Get back to the nice days of climbing upstairs. What's wrong with climbing upstairs?
My favorite part of Regressive Insurance is they don't pay the full payout. Right. Because they expect you to kind of do your own lifting too. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, okay? Can you really not walk after that car accident, or do you just need a little motivation? All right? Be a self-starter, guys.
If there was a candy bar, would you find it?
Come on. I think you would. And then, of course, we have Minimum Range.
Yes.
So fucking many to pick from, guys.
If do you want to go coffee? Do you want to go curly fries? Do you want to go bullets or swords?
What do you want to do? Let's go Jack in the Box.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. This happened in Winnetka. And NBC Los Angeles is covering it. So I don't know where in Winnetka is, but somewhere in that area, I guess.
Could be in L.A. Could be a country.
Who knows? A worker at a Jack in the Box was hospitalized Tuesday after a stabbing outside the restaurant. Steelers did not like that. No arrests were reported in the attack at 2:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. The victim was hospitalized with stab wounds that are not considered life-threatening, which is one of my favorite ways to describe being stabbed. You know, it's like, it's not life-threatening. Right. It's like, well, there's a lot between life-threatening and my life being fucked up.
You know? Do I go home early?
Yeah, it's like, it's just a spleen. Like, what you worried about?
You have two kidneys.
Yeah, come on. The restaurant was closed at the time. But the drive-thru was open.
I
see. I feel like if the drive-thru is open, the restaurant is low-key open. It's just the lobby's not. they made it sound like the guy was just hanging out as an employee.
Why even do that? Like, having these kids work at night, like midnight shifts, is insane because it's so dangerous. And by keeping the to-go window open and closing the store means you know it's dangerous. The to-go window is safe enough. Mm-hmm. Close the whole fucking thing.
And here's where it gets kind of spicy, right? Because I don't want a victim blame, but I'm about to.
Well, we know our sponsor, you know.
Yeah, the Regressive Insurance. Right. The victim was outside the store when they were approached by a man. A fight ensued after the employee told the man that he could not go inside the store because it was closed. I'm not saying you deserve to get stabbed, like, but why are you even outside the store? Yes.
Yeah. Not even for a smoke break. Garbage.
Right.
Well, you don't take out the garbage when people are outside buying food.
And he was standing by the entrance to the where the people come in. You're confusing the people. They're already these savage people.
Right.
It's 2:30 in the morning. These are not the best people in the world.
They're barely people. They're animals.
Right. These are animals. These are thugs. Okay?
I don't know.
Let's
I don't,
just say it.
Well, hey, I don't know where in Let's LA just this
say
it. Is.
No,
I
listen, say regressive it. Insurance, it's okay to say. These are thugs. All right.
You did say you were about to judge. You definitely came through. Yeah.
2:30 in the morning, Los Angeles. At Jack in the Box, nothing good's happening out there.
It should be a trick. 2:30 in the morning, Jack in the Box, and it's really a policeman at the to-go window, and they just arrest you because what?
You're clearly a criminal.
Yeah.
The warrant. We don't even need to run the warrant. You know what you did.
Right.
So yeah. They got stabbed. This is the other thing too. I would have lied. Yeah. Come on in. Right. Fuck it. Open up a register, y'all. I'm not getting stabbed. Like. I this is my fault. I went outside the doors like thinking that it was like daytime or some shit, thinking it wasn't Jack in the Box. That's on me. I confused you, sir. Come in. It's on me. Free. How much does it cost? Whatever you want. It's on me.
The register's closed. Your money's no good here.
Exactly. Because I don't want to get stabbed.
Right.
You know. But yeah, he starts arguing, get stabbed. The attacker was described as a man about 35 years old, 5'7". Kind of short, and weighing 170 pounds, he wore dark clothing and carried a backpack.
This is the stabber.
The stabber, yeah.
Do you know that these fast food restaurants now, you got to be this high to work there?
I also like that this news station is woke enough to not put the race of the stabber.
Right.
But like, too woke because we want to catch this person, right? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Guys, he was 5'7" and just, you know, he had a genuine mean demeanor. he wore clothing.
He dresses dark. So
yeah. So you guess. Yeah. They made me racist now because I'm literally playing guess the race in my head to be like, we need to find the Jack in the Box stabber.
If he wears glasses, they're like, bad eyes happened to him.
Right. Yeah. Okay, not his fault. Not any. We're not saying it's his fault, but he may have some vision impairment, right. And that's okay.
God doesn't make mistakes,
right? It's probably a lovely gentleman when he's not stabbing people. So just let's not make any. All right, let's get into these episodes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Episode 3728.
Sounds like a lot when you add that comma, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it that way. The Old Order with Newsy. Mm. I mean, fuck. The Old Order with now Noisy.
Northeastern.
Yeah.
Karen.
Northwest. Y'all got Kanye West kid on here? What the fuck? First of all, was Newsy an asshole, even though this is a
That's
clip?
That's his job, though, so it's not fair to, like, just, you know, people don't understand, because if you're not listening to his show, you don't understand. So
why does he have to keep bringing up the past?
Right? I mean, come on. Let's move on. This is your fucking job?
Yeah, the clip he was in, of course, was when he was first. We were first talking about the death of Emmy. I like Kenda. I thought they were both very, very clear with how they felt, even though they were processing it. I like that clip very much, and Newsy did a great job.
Honestly, not that, you know. Not to give the white man a pat on the back, but I thought you did a pretty good job too, Key. You know, pat yourself on the back on that one, because normally I expect you to go off the rails and just totally go all the way in, and then it goes into a place of like, fuck, maybe it shouldn't even been brought up. You know, Keith, he gonna get petty. But you were kind of like, all right, I'm gonna let y'all process this. All right, I'm not gonna say what I'm was gonna say. I respect that y'all don't want me to say that, but all right.
I did go a little bit.
Just a little bit, though.
Right.
You know you could have went harder.
I could have.
Yep, that's all. I'm just saying. Would have been a totally different segment.
And let's do it now.
No. Oh, okay. I mean, no, go ahead, actually. This is what I come for. This is the mess. And honestly, what did you want to say, Keith, that you didn't get off your chest?
No, I think that was it. Yeah.
Don't let him to hold you back.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's put this clip out next week. Oh, God. Fuck them. And they deserve to die. And I hope they rot in hell. But yes, it was sweet. And him to, I have to ask, how do you feel now that it is out? Because I know you had some trepidation about just the whole thing, you know what I mean? But now it's kind of out in the world. Is it a, it wasn't as bad as I thought? Is it, like, how do you feel?
I feel like just, God damn, I guess I'm in the same spot. I really thought words were about to come out of my face. You know, as, like when it was released that night, I maybe had a hot flash that has nothing to do with my age. And then I think I have to remember, like, these are the same words that the rest of my words are. They're going to be what they are. They landed somewhere and they're going to land where they land for everybody because that's how that individual person listens. So if there's going to be hate listeners, there'll be hate listeners. If people are going to be offended, they'll be offended. And if it's helpful or feels good to some people, they're going to feel good and it's going to be what it is. So then I'm over it and I forgot about it. So thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome. And listen, if it goes bad, we'll find out in a few years when him to kind of leaks out. Like, I've been getting some more text messages and fuck these people, but I don't want to say any names. I don't want to start no shit, but also like, fuck you. I know you're listening. And we'll have to deduce from that backwards into like what really happened. So, y'all started off talking about Amish people with the phones and all the people yes. that, you know, prisoners and stuff. People found out that they weren't supposed to have phones and they found it. But here's my question.
From a nationwide test where it buzzes your phone, whether you like it or not.
Exactly. You're Amish. You get caught with a phone. What happens?
You don't get to fuck your sister.
Like, what is the repercussions? Like, are they killing people? Are they kicking you out of Amishness? Do they just take the phone like it's seventh grade or something and you get it back at the end of the year? Like, what are the rules after that?
You're on extra barn duty.
No, because that's fun.
Sure.
No.
No barn raising for you, Jaredia. Okay?
You sit and you watch them work as a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Then the other part of it for me was, what if you both discover y'all got secret phones at the same time?
Mm.
You don't talk you know about what it. I mean?
Then you definitely, the male kills the female because it won't matter.
Whore of Jezebel. And just, I don't even know what their religion
like
is.
You can't be like me.
Yeah, I technically don't even know their religion. Like, do they go by a Bible?
No, like, but I'm sure it's not sexist.
Yeah, oh no, yeah. Probably pretty progressive.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm sure the hierarchy makes sense. And
absolutely. I'm sure just the men just happen to be the ones in charge. It just worked out that way.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the man's the head of the family and the woman has to sew that into a quilt.
Yeah. Listen, anytime I see a group of women with only the ankle showing, I'm like, that's a group of liberated ladies. Mm-hmm. All right. The men in that society support them. All right. I'd like to say now that Keith and Craig have made up mm-hmm. and it worked out. I take back everything I said about Craig. All right. It's too late. It's too late. I had a lot of jokes about Craig when I thought it wasn't going to happen, but now that it's all fucking worked out, I guess, you know, Craig's good guy, salt of the earth.
It's like when somebody breaks up with somebody and it's like, oh, thank God. Yeah, your wife's a bitch. Like, well, we're back together. Like, an itch. Yeah.
I mean, she's that bitch. Okay. Right, you know? Right.
100%. 100%.
100%. We love her. Do you think he did all this just so you wouldn't go to Joshua Tree and he was embarrassed?
He was afraid that I was going to get lost in Joshua Tree, and it was actually sweet for us to break mm-hmm. up for a minute.
Yeah, I thought he didn't want another review on the podcast of his living situation, so he's like, how do I get out of this? I'll just pretend.
How do I stay on top?
Yeah, I'm so upset by this podcast.
we're like a month out from Thanksgiving. Have you guys started to think about time off, scheduling, dinners, bike rides?
We just made up. We're not getting married now.
No, all just right. you both in general. Like, are you thinking about, like, where am I going to be? Maybe we're recording at least one less episode that week or something.
Cool. No, it's all right. All, like, I have a wall calendar. So I live life month by month.
It's not even in that month.
Right. So. I can tell you up to November 4th, looking at this October calendar.
Okay. I see.
Smart. I think if you do go out there, you guys should do a bunch of stuff together, like ride tandem bikes and stuff, and then make a TikTok montage video to So Happy Together.
I can see that.
And that would be awesome. I think I might cry if y'all did that. I might literally
knock on my door.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad y'all made up. Do you feel a little robbed of the like celebration of y'all making up, since everyone's just been telling you like, oh yeah, I knew you were gonna make up. So
I assumed that we would. Mm-hmm. You know, not to minimize that I didn't need to talk about our problem so fast, but I assumed that we would.
Okay. All right. I just know how I feel sometimes when like I do something I think is pretty dope, and then people are like, they think it's a compliment because they're like, you're so dope, of course. And I'm like, nah, motherfucker, this shit hard. Ain't too many people want awards for this kind of shit. I want some credit. You know what I mean? But they're like, you're so smart. And of course you got the writer's job. I was like, hundreds of people that actually are comedians wrote for this shit and didn't get it. I beat them all. I like a little props. And Hemda, how do you feel now? Because I assume you're no longer in the group chat between them now that they made up.
I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for the chat too, because this last chat, things were very, very nice, and also Keith won, so I don't know if one has to do with the other. So I'm hoping they fight a little so I can win next week, and then we can get back to a regularly scheduled. I mean, I made it into the tournament, the final tournament, so that's cool.
Always the competitor over here. Hemda's just like, what's the competitive edge so I can win poker? She was loving when y'all were fighting.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe one of them won't be here.
Oh, boys didn't know how to talk to each other. What?
Oh, no.
But it's football season. That's good news. I guess they could face forward and figure something out.
Oh, no. Full house again. Wow. So sad. Hope you guys figure it out.
Am I allowed to talk to Craig? Oh, now we don't have to answer that. All right.
Keith gets up by a lot and you're just like, man, I wonder what Craig's up to. Hotels are nasty, okay? And it's a nastiness.
We don't like to think about that.
We all accept, yeah. Right? We all accept the nastiness. What I like to do now is when I drive by a hotel with Karen, I like to point towards the hotel and be like, I bet people are in there having sex.
The new kind of foreplay.
They do be in there having sex.
They do that. They do that.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. I'll be in there. I've done it. We've all done it.
And then you check the vagina edges for bed bugs.
Yeah. I mean, it's nasty hotel sex. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be the greatest. Or it's going to be the greatest. I don't know what you guys get into in there, okay? I mean, listen, if you want to break out the chocolate sauce and some strawberries and bananas, it ain't your bed. You ain't got to clean that shit, okay?
What's that thing you were doing in the hotel room, baby? We were fucking and you were tickling my legs? That was pretty hot. Oh, no.
Oh. I've never seen a Saw movie, and now I don't have to because Keith saw it. Thank you,
you bet.
The recap.
That's why I'm here.
I always wondered from the trailers what the fuck it was about, because it's just a puppet saying shit, and there's always like a person that's waking up, but like waking up in a trap. Like it's always like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, my hand is attached to a fucking lawnmower. What could this be? And then I'm like, what is the point? And why are there eight of these?
They put a little liquid on a rag, and this guy passes out so much that you could move his whole body around in every position, put some kind of weird jaw trap on his face, and then, you know, at his leisure, he'll come to.
Yeah, but now I know the puppet person is kind of a good guy, because they're, like, teaching these people life lessons about making them cut their arms off somehow.
Yes, you get it.
So I guess the people I was watching were actually low-key kind of bad people?
Yeah. Bad or very bad. Very low-key bad to very bad.
Okay. And then I guess it's the sequels. Okay.
It seems like in the sequels, you have to be like less and less bad for you to qualify to to be in one of these shackles.
Saw three, somebody jaywalked.
Okay.
And so that means he thinks he's more important than society. And now by cutting off his arm, he'll realize he's just one of us.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I could see Keith liking this as an idea because it's a little Keith one strike-ish. Like, mm-hmm. by the time mm-hmm. you get to like Saw 9, where it's just like, all right, you knew you could have put the napkins back where the napkins go.
Because you saw the crime.
Yeah. That's you left the towels on the floor.
So now you have to eat 800 pounds of ketchup.
Yeah. The cabinets are open, and you know they don't. Okay, all right. Give me my rag.
You must slam your own head into a cabinet door until an ear falls off.
But Saw 18 is just Larry David, you know, it's just Curb.
But you know what's funny? Now I see amputees walking around, and I'm like, oh, what'd this asshole do?
Right. In that universe, that has to be a thing, at least one scene in that universe where someone just sees somebody with one arm and they're like, oh boy.
Are you a rapist or you were late on your taxes?
All right. I fought in the war. Sure you did, but yeah. I don't need to see some ID.
The war that you had 3 minutes to complete.
Right. You fought in a war in 2011 to 2011 and a half. Oh, no. And lastly, Jada's press tour started.
Yeah.
Like kind of this. And I got a hot take, guys.
Please.
I am fucking loving this shit.
Sure.
This is so good. I want to be in their business. And I don't even know what's true and what's not.
I don't know what the business is, and I'm going off of everything she says.
I don't believe any of it, but I like that she thinks she can tell me stuff still. You know what I mean? Like,
she gave us the answers. We just have to figure out what answer it is. They're either better than ever and together, or living separately, or haven't been married for 6 years even, or they're at each other's love of their lives. So one of these is true.
And to bring it full circle, it's kind of like Kaleidoscope. Mm. Because depending on what order you hear her interviews in,
right.
you have a different Jada than I have.
That's right. That's right. Because you go with whatever you heard last, but all our things are different. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you had the we're back together stronger than ever last, and I had the Tupac was gonna marry me. last right. So I was like, wait, what? They're so they are happy. What right. is happening?
And somebody else's last is Chris Rock hit on her. Yeah.
Yes. This is what we want from mm-hmm. celebrities. Okay. Like we want to pretend to be sick of them, of course. Like, oh, shut the fuck up. But we wouldn't have nothing to talk about. Like, give us this is light fare. I don't want to talk about Israel and Palestine. I don't know nothing about that shit, but I do know if a motherfucker slapped Chris Rock. I want to hear why.
I do like just the quote highlights, but I wouldn't be able to watch like a whole interview with her. I think I'd have to claw my ears out.
Right.
But yeah, I do picture like every interview she's done. It's like, thanks for being here, Jada. Thank you. But my dog has cancer.
Yeah.
We're out of time, also, Jada. Shit.
These interviews are with anybody. Like, it's not just like your standard like book tour. Like she's doing Good Morning America. She's doing... Oprah, like she was on All the Smoke podcast. That is a basketball podcast with two ex-NBA players that normally talk about the NBA. And she's just on there talking about like fucking Tupac fucking him, but so on there talking about Tupac. And you're just like, what, who booked this?
Right.
Oh, God bless her. Thank mm-hmm. you.
I appreciate it. She's insane, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Dude, we got to lean into it. Mm-hmm. You guys, like, I bet you aren't getting any more of those forum messages about the Smiths anymore. Remember when that shit first happened? It was like, why don't y'all stay out of their business?
Yeah. Right. Because I can't.
Jada was in my living room. Right. She put a nail in my tire.
Jada, I'm recording. Oh, did I hear you recording? Jada!
Jada, get out of here! Get out of here, Jada! Damn!
I started locking my doors. I smell the microphone, Jada!
Will likes when I peg him. All right, Jada, we get it. Damn! Oh, my God. Oh, man. My favorite thing is, like, Will's showing up and supporting her. So then it makes it even more confusing, because I think a lot of people have the, like, Will's the victim in this. She's a terrible person. Get the fuck out of there, Will. And then Will shows up and he's just like, we just want to do an experiment to show y'all what unconditional love looks like. And we're like, we weren't asking for experiment results. Will, we like going to see movies. No, remember that?
She's got to fuck good and well.
Oh, man. I hope so. Yeah. You know?
I mean, you know, after that slap, you know, she fell in love again after that slap. That had to be extra good fucking, and that probably confused him. Like, did I do the wrong thing?
That is true. I mean, he liked it.
Should have been part of his apology. Look, I got confused because later on, right. What had happened was.
I mean, I kind of apologize to Chris, but I kind of don't. You know, I mean, I regret it. I guess, like I'm supposed to, but if I'm being real, I don't regret it.
And to Chris, thank you. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, to Chris, it didn't have to come to this, but Jada did.
Right.
She didn't make me do it, but I'm glad, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad I did it. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, speaking of vacations, whose vacation did you like more? Keith, seeing movies and doing nothing? Or him, this big bike adventure and sounds like flat tires, right? Something happened. 75% of the audience would rather have a vacation like that of...
You, I assume.
Me, of course you would assume, because it's common sense.
Yeah, I went with you on that one.
Thank you.
We know who you mean. We don't know, like, we're virtual right now.
We know. We all know. Okay.
And I get it. You know, the more, like, I've been trying to travel, right? And they, like, doing the whole, like, fun budget thing and bicycles.
It is fun to budget, everybody, isn't it? Is that a good time? I'm like, how can we have fun?
Dude, you ever budget so hard that you're just like, what the? I lost control today.
It's its own vacation. Down. It's its own celebration.
Tomorrow, no budgeting because your boy went wild Monday.
We're going to spend too much money this weekend because during the week, I did a lot of budgeting. And that was good.
You ever be like on a Saturday budgeting because you just like, dog, I know it's a Monday through Friday. I'm spending Saturday doing my budgeting this week. Fuck that. Bounce the shit out of my checkbook.
Well, when you budget things and you're frugal about stuff, you get to go to more places, right? Like White Plains. Don't fuck around.
You get to eat a vegetable sandwich on a crazy park bench that probably has bed bugs.
First of all, it was pastrami this time, but you were right that normally it is some sort of vegetable mozzarella medley. That's my favorite.
Come through pastrami. Okay. We love to see it.
I don't know where I was going with this, but... Oh, yes.
You were frugal. Now you can have pastrami.
We also don't know where you were going with this.
We're with you.
The way I see it, like, traveling's fun, like, seeing how other people are and weather in different places and all the stuff.
There is weather in different places. Can I tell you a secret, though, about, we pay extra to be in New York, but the weather changes here, too.
That's true. I was there. Yeah. They have weather.
Yeah.
Anyway, I totally get with all of this. I totally get why people go to the same place every year, because every time you go to a new place, you have to find a new place that exists in your budget, that it's a reasonable time to get to. Then you got to learn that place when you get there. And by the time you acclimate, you're leaving. So I get why, like, I never understood why people take, like, the same Disney week, you know, every year, or the same cruise every year. It's because you have kids, you have a lot to do, and you have a lot to, like, figure out. Now you got nothing to figure out. You know where your kids are. You know what your spouse is doing. You know where to go. And you can, like, just focus on relaxing. Completely get it. But I'm going to keep doing this.
Well, listen, you like it, we love it. All right.
I don't believe you. The
25% of the audience loves it.
Right. Honest to God, Jada makes more sense.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Episode 3729, a retrospective with Louis Katz, or Louis Katz.
Louis.
Was he an asshole?
Just the name. Just change it to an E, then, if the S isn't there.
Right.
I'm Keith, silent S. What the fuck are we talking about? You know,
Katz, you pronounce the Z.
Right.
Like, come on, buddy. We see what you're doing.
Louis was easy breezy. It is funny to me. So I wasn't able to hear his new stand-up. which is fine because I feel like he'd be one of those people. You know, I like to give away a couple punchlines. I don't think it ruins their art. I think it gets people more excited, blah, blah, blah. I could see it bothering him. But anyway, but regardless, I wasn't able to hear it in time. And then he said, you know what? I want to talk about the new album. What could that possibly mean? Are we going to talk about lighting? Are we going to talk about you came into the venue early? You're not going to tell your jokes. So how are we going to tell? That happens sometimes with guests. Like, can we talk about the new album? Talk about what? How you crop the art? What could we talk about? Whereas me, if you told me to talk about your new album, I'll tell you jokes. And I'll tell you it's about my mom dying and this kind of thing.
Right.
But I don't know what comics are expecting they're going to talk about. And that's what he did. He started talking about logistics. It didn't last too long. It wasn't too boring. Right. But, you know, of course, what are you going to talk about?
I got to say, that was like the clearest version of, holy shit, Keith was right. Because I went into, fuck, like, you know, let me get into his album because he's going to feel like ripped off a little bit if we don't talk about it. And as soon as he did, I was like, Keith was right. Mm-hmm. That's not how you sell an album. It's not that, and it's okay. Like, we're just going to get to know you, and then we're going to want to hear you. Oh, my God, it was so clear. I was like, wow. Now, can I somehow say never again? Just, like, trust the process. Just know it doesn't matter that you're promoting this and you have to talk exactly about that. You're promoting you. I do have to say this about Louis Katz. So fun, because he's one of the few comedians who just has a great time and actually laughs, guffaws, leans back. Mm-hmm. Like, waits because he's like, oh shit, this is going to be funny. Expects hilarity out of it. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we saw his stand up, couple Keith and the Girl listeners in the YouTube. So that's fun. And I like him thinking he's watching the special and people are really talking about Keith and the Girl. That's exciting to me. But he should be proud. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up, you guys, to that. By the way, I, behind the scenes stuff, had it on my schedule to see. And then at like 8 o'clock, p.m. I fell asleep, and I woke up at 9 a.m. the next day.
Damn.
I think I was sick last week. And then the next day I was like so much better. But I been like foggy and
You're probably tired from all that vacationing.
A lot of frugaling and caught up to her.
You probably had a long day of budgeting the day before, and you probably took the 12-mile bike ride to eat a sandwich.
Too many double coupons on the second Thursday of the month.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're sleeping all day, you know?
Catches up to you. Fly with the Eagles. Be with the Wolves. Something early bird.
Also, because you hadn't seen his special, I feel like this broke a streak on the show of comedians getting episodes named after their specials. So maybe if you would have got to see it, it would have somehow worked into present tense, but we didn't get that because we didn't get the special.
It didn't feel like it fit, but I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Right. Way to go, Louis. Way to ruin it for everybody. I had a conspiracy going here, and now it's fucking over. You also talked about Hollywood pretentiousness. Jada again.
Mm-hmm. She made it all week, by the way.
I love her. We could go next week. We might be back here next week, and it'll be like, remember when Jada said this on Monday, and then Tuesday she said this?
Will likes to pretend he's an actual dog when we fuck. Okay, bye. What? I can come back tomorrow.
I make him rap going to Miami.
I make him rap Tupac songs. Okay, bye. Yeah, yeah. He's got to do the dirtiest Tupac lyrics.
Yes.
He's got to talk about murder and killing.
Please continue to be complete fucking weirdos. Okay. Black Hollywood, we need this. We need equality. It's too many white weirdos in Hollywood. Not enough of us. All right. This is representation. You also went super hard on Millie Bobby Brown for no reason.
You have to catch her early. You have to catch her pretentiousness early. You know what? Now that I'm quitting Stranger Things, you're not quitting. It's ending. Now I have finally, they've been holding me back. Finally, I have more time to just do more time to. You just do your other projects. What the fuck? Calm down. Next thing you know, you're going to blink. She's going to be a Jada if people like me don't step in. In fact, I'd put her in a saw trap right now.
Oh,
she's got
to
cut off her tongue, ironically.
Oh, man. My favorite thing about that is that I hear what you're saying.
I want more time to do other things. By the way, I have two projects out right now. How'd you find the time?
I hear what you're saying. It's just that she's so young that I feel like you caught it early. I'll wait. I can wait. I can always be retroactively mad. Right. But it reminds me of this thing I hate with the Marvel actors.
Right.
Where Marvel movies have been going for 10, 12 years now. All these people are much bigger stars than they were when this shit started, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it literally resurrected my man Tony Stark's career.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. And they all give these interviews like now where they're like, you know, it's just, I'm ready to move on. And I mean, do we really need these superhero movies? I'm kind of like over superhero movies. And I'm like, oh, you're over it $100 million later. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Are you over it, Chris Hemsworth? By the way, all your straight to Netflix movies is a superhero movie, basically.
Yes.
I'm going to go into a country and save everybody Rambo style. Like, that's still superhero, Chris.
And they're all doing movies with the directors of the fucking hero movies. Right. It's like, oh, me and the fucking brothers that made Captain America got a new movie coming out, and I'm like, you just fucking, why did you have to shit on Marvel on the way out? They had nothing to do with this. Just be glad, you know? Oh man, imagine you're the people that are getting the new jobs in Marvel, and these motherfuckers are like, yeah, it's kind of some bullshit now, you know? Now that I got my movies out of it, I think the new movies suck, and yours are gonna suck. But yeah, Millie Bobby Brown, I think, got a little bit of a bad rap there.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Oh, you won't see, because maybe I fixed her and everything will be fine. You'll still think I did too much. There's no way to win, but that's okay. That's my lot in life.
We'll never know what happened with her. The super famous woman who's going to go on to be
an picture the boys in that TV show that are never going to work again. They're like, Millie, fuck you.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. This is also like just kind of what happens with bands, right? Like, this is Justin Timberlake being like, move over in sync, right? Because she the star. She the one that's going to be somebody. The rest of them are done, you know?
We'll see. Or the next time we see Millie, it's for MTV reunion award show, you know? We'll see.
She'll be hosting the Millie Bobby Brown talk show, Breaking the Strike Line, 20 years from now. You talked about cleaning sheets and cleaning the house and stuff. Mm-hmm. I only clean the sheets here like once a month because I like them to smell a little sexed in, you know, like a little je ne sais quoi. You want to, you know, you don't want to go completely scent free all the time.
Right.
Like, it's not a hotel. I would like some familiarity, you know.
I broke it in for a reason.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, come on, man. You just getting rid of all of that. That's you. You know what I mean? You just throwing that out every week, I guess. All right.
I just made that.
Right. So you like sometimes you walk in a room and you like smells like sex in here the way I like it. You know what I mean?
You know what else I like? Sex.
Right. This reminds me of why I come in here. It's like incense at that point.
I give a tour of my place. Friends go, oh, this is the bedroom. Like as soon as they open the door. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Like you just a hint. Like it's a polite. It's like how you put on cologne. You don't like spray a cloud of cologne. You just maybe like a dab on your wrist and then touch it to your neck. That's the amount of sex smell you need in your room. Yeah,
just
that's
a little mist in the air and you walk through it.
Yeah, you just, this is the sex room.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Jada Pinkett Smith said they designed the special sex room because the kids kept sleeping in their bed. And it was very sexy, she said.
Yeah, it's too sexy.
Yeah.
But they don't want to tell you about that. Need their privacy.
Right. Please respect us.
I like when someone was like, well, how you say you're telling the truth then, you say you're telling the truth now. Why weren't you telling us this stuff then? And she's like, well, we feel like there's some things that should be private. I'm like, do you?
Right. That's a funny book title. Maybe my next book title is Please Respect My Privacy.
Yes. Yo. Like your next stand up or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just about all the shit we don't share.
That's funny.
It's just an hour of people being like, no, stop, Keith, for real. No, we're not even laughing anymore. That's gross.
I'm trying to get people to walk out just because they're knowing too much.
Yes. Yeah, you're walking people for the opposite reason. Guy was too truth telling, guys. It was too. I don't want to know what he thinks about his mom. I don't know. What was the poll for this episode?
The poll was about the death of Suzanne Summers. Speaking of Three's Company, and the poll was, have you ever used a Thighmaster even for a moment? And I have. I know my mom got one at a garage sale, and if it was at a garage sale and my mom didn't get it, I would have done two squeezes right there. 25% say yes, they have. 75% say not even for a moment. And I find it hard to believe, but I guess.
We have a young audience, you know. I guess. No bussing, right? I guess.
They are bussing. No
They're
cap.
Bussing, but no cap. There's no cap, no cap on that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So that's a good point. Good call, Hilda. That's the science that we come to Keith and a girl for.
I always judge that.
Mm-hmm. But the way you were saying seemed sus, but now I get it.
Yeah, low key. Episode 3,700.
I'm sorry, Rod, have you ever used the Thighmaster even for a moment?
I don't think so, fam, but I all think right. that might be a black thing. So
right, that's fair.
You know, sometimes y'all did talk about music and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, man, this is just not my world, you know? It's like y'all can go deep on it.
But my parents didn't buy stuff like that, like at all.
Right. Like, my mom bought a lot of, like, aerobic stuff. Like, we had a trampoline for a little bit. Yeah. That was nice.
You mean the Rebounder?
Is that what it's called?
That's the brand name.
Yeah, it's an individual one. Yeah.
Rebounder.
Oh, you had that too or something? Or is that just like a...
I wanted one. It's a long story where we'll probably get to it in Q&A.
Okay. All right.
Kenta wanted a... mentioned a trampoline, so I bought her a trampoline. Apparently it was too big and too good.
Oh, so she really wanted a Rebounder, but you bought a trampoline?
Well, I guess so.
Well, let's say I wanted a trampoline. Mm-hmm. Where would I put this particular trampoline that I got?
In New York.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Do you want it? Right. We get it.
Sure, yeah.
I think the way we solve this, you put bed sheets on it, change it once a month. Now it's a trampoline and a bed, and it smells like sex when you jump on it. You know,
if we learned anything from the movie Big, that would be the case.
Yeah. My mom did have a bunch of, like, she had the Jane Fonda stuff and all that, but never the fucking Thighmaster. I don't know why I didn't make it into our house. So I don't know.
Yeah, she had, my mom had all those tapes and everything. Yeah, it was all from garage sales, but yeah.
Yeah, my mom didn't have any of that. I think like gyms and that kind of stuff was for frou-frou people. And I don't even want to define frou-frou. It was whatever they thought was weak.
Did you have the Tybo tapes?
She Not wouldn't me. Have had that. I mean, she's...
I'm just asking. I have to do my research. I think my parents definitely had Tybo. I feel like a lot of black people had Tybo because that dude was black.
Right.
And it was on BET every fucking commercial. God damn.
That seemed like a hard workout.
Yeah, I don't think they did it.
I heard an amen from the audience.
Yeah. Karen, the audience agrees with me. She did Tybo and it's hard is what the audience is saying. All right. The studio, I don't think the sign was on for them to say that. But
it's a very unanimous audience.
Yeah, the audience here is, they win a lottery every week and, keep getting the same person back. It's becoming quite a thing. The next episode, 3,730. Give a twirl.
Give a twirl.
Great title. Great title.
Yeah, I was Give so excited.
With Courtney McGinnis.
Yes.
Was she an asshole?
I don't live with her. So on this end, very charming and bubbly and exciting.
You know, the thing for Courtney is like, she's for Britney, like what I am for Taylor Swift, I feel, you know, where like, she's like, oh, let's fucking think about it from her perspective. Except I feel like Taylor's less problematic to defend, you know, cause she's just had less of a, you know, storied history of shit, you know? So
was it Courtney that sent us a picture? It was like a, you know, everything's called a meme now, but it was a little video of Britney spinning in a circle throughout her career. And it's like, look, she always used to do this. And I'm like, you can't gaslight me. I see the difference between spinning and you know what you're picturing. What's a stage show and what the fuck she's doing in her house. Stop it.
Yeah. Oh, she mentioned it on the show and I sent it to the group chat.
Okay. Oh. Stop at you.
Because it came into my timeline all of a sudden. Like I didn't get any Britney in my timeline, and all of a sudden she's twirling, and it's the thing that exactly Courtney was talking about.
Jada won't be listening.
Jada should start spinning on Instagram.
Yes.
Guns.
then everybody would have to be on her side by the transitive properties of, right. of Britney. That everyone who gets in trouble should start spinning now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I heard you beat your girlfriend. Oh, I guess he has problems and we all have problems. So it's, no, we shouldn't judge him.
That's right.
But she's such a Britney Spears stan. And I do love when she's on the show and Britney comes up because, you know, Keith's going to go in. Mm-hmm. And then we get some banter back and forth with Courtney being like, okay, but think about it this way. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. When she said Britney, like Justin Timberlake, didn't want to have a baby with me, he was right, right? Like,
yeah,
wasn't that like what are we really debate? Like, it's like suddenly he's like, what a dick. And I'm like, they were 19 and clearly not supposed to be parents together. What?
Oh, I think so it's young. I think it's in her book, because where else would I have saw it? But from her, she said Justin wrote Cry Me a River when she was crying about the abortion in the bathroom. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if he writes songs in 2 literal minutes. But that's interesting.
Right. Well, she was crying in the bathroom and he was on the outside like, you don't have to say. Hey, you okay? You okay? You good in there?
Was he talking about an abortion? Because the lyrics are, you don't have to say what you did. I mm-hmm. already know. I found that from him.
Well, everything doesn't have to be literal. He came up with Cry Me a River, bitch.
Him was the doctor.
Right. I thought it was the baby.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh man. But yeah, that was. I guess everyone gets their memoir. You get to tell your side of the story. It's for you. But yeah, when I heard that excerpt and saw people sharing it, because you know people don't like Justin Timberlake anymore, so it's like anything you say about him, they're gonna be like, yeah, piece of shit. But when I was like, they were like, yeah, he didn't think they should have a kid. I was like, oh.
It is funny. Nobody says this about these celebrity books. Nobody says it's just one side of the story.
Yeah. Like, no, it's then a it's book. Just the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's the truth that was ghostwritten by a person. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. This what happened. And then, that's what's funny about Will and Jada. Will had a book a year or whatever ago. It said much of the same shit. But when it was him, it was like, yeah, okay. They sometimes they fuck other people. What's the problem? You know what I mean? Right. But then when she says the same thing, we're like, they was fucking other people. We act like we just found out. Like, what the? What? It's not happening in there? Oh,
she says it in more a fun way.
She's better at the interviews.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She gets you talking.
He's Mr. Peanut Butter. He wants to be liked. And
yeah.
We can't see past that. So he says dark shit and we're like, nah, that's fine.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. You slapped a whole human being in front of us, and we're just like, all right, man, when's the next movie dropping now? Like,
you must be going through something.
Yes. Literally, everyone in the audience, including other Hollywood people, came to him. Chris Rock in the back crying. They're like, Will, whenever there's a devil in your path, okay, that's the Lord trying to test you. It's like, he slapped the man, didn't he? He was the slapper?
I did picture when Will Smith is like, Denzel just hit me up during the break, and Denzel's like, well, that was supposed to be private, goddammit.
Yeah. Not in front of Chris, Will.
I hit you up during the break. Ha-ha!
My man! Oh, man.
My man slapped the shit out of him. Ha-ha!
That's what I'm talking about. I kind of now want to see them in a movie together.
Oh my God, you guys are saw Fences. That's the guy we're talking about, right?
Yes, Denzel. You saw Fences?
It's like a monologue, right?
It's a play, right?
It's a play, yes. You guys really saw Fences or y'all fucking with me?
I didn't see it.
No, I saw Fences. Yeah. It was a monologue for like the first hour where I was like, he had to memorize a lot. And then I was like, can I give away things?
Yes.
Give it away. Okay. Give it away. It's an August Wilson play that's been out for 70 years.
Oh, well, I was like, he's cheating on her.
Yes.
And I realized his friend started giving us those hints, but even without that, because I think I missed it for a second. I think he was just hinting at it, but I could tell he's cheating by the way he's flirting with his wife in front of other people. Mm-hmm. I now recognize as a sign of you fucking around, where it used to be a sign of romance and putting your woman on a pedestal. I'm
like you're going out of the way to make it a big deal that everything's fine.
You're going out of the way to find her so sexy in front of people that it's inappropriate.
Okay.
Like you're complimenting her so much in a time where it's like, hey, I'm having dinner with your friend right now. Like we don't need to, but oh, she's so great. I can't wait till later. And it's like, hi, I am an adult human being right. playing cards, you know? And it's just,
yes.
And so I reckon that's the big takeaway I got. But then when
he killed that shit, like that role. Like, because, you know, he normally don't play a piece of shit. You know, Denzel's normally been pretty particular about his roles. But the ones that we like the most are the Training Day and this one. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I was going to say Training Day. Yeah, he does play a good piece of shit. Damn.
He does play a good piece of shit. And that movie.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many times? First of all, for the first half, I was like, is this the whole thing? Because I don't know if I'm going to make it through. And then bombs start dropping. And I'm like, no, he did. No.
Right.
No.
Because it's
stop it.
It's like the first hour is so like idyllic or whatever they call it. Yeah, like it's so like he's a father and all this shit. I saw this fucking movie promoted two times this year. One for Black History Month. The fuck.
Not cool.
Two.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Two. On Netflix, they had like a category. I took a screenshot at the time, I believe. I don't know if I still have it, but it says something like Black Family Movie. And it showed him and Viola Davis smiling and looking at each other from that first part where he was doing over too much. They showed that picture like, look at this Black couple in love. I was like, the trauma you're about to put people through.
Yeah, that was
that's the cover also. They're hugging and smiling and laughing.
Such a misleading.
I'll tell
bullshit.
You this though. A Marriage Story got me also. I'm like, oh, this is. And then they start with like reading each other things, and I'm like, already crying in happiness. Yes. And then it went into the movie and I'm like, oh,
yes.
You gotta like, I'm like, oh, be careful who you tell to watch this movie. Like this is fucking devastating. It's so crazy. Anyway.
Those movies need like a clock in the corner that tells you when the shit's gonna start. Where it's like 30 minutes till the shit starts. Y'all enjoy this, but it's about to go down. You're gonna hate these motherfuckers in a second.
The way they give you those warnings in the beginning, smoking, cursing, nudity, do it like a third into the movie.
Yes, yes. Trigger warning, guys. It's motherfucker about to be a piece of shit.
Something interesting is coming.
What a great piece of shit, though. Like, the way he was talking to his kid and shit, like, he's like, how come you ain't never loved me? How come you ain't never liked me? Like you? I ain't got to like you. What part of he's like, me and your mama got this thing and liking your ass wasn't part of it. I was like, God damn, Denzel, what the fuck is wrong with you?
How about I was told I killed him. Anyway, 20 years later, what?
When he was fighting with her and he was going down his like responsibilities that he takes care of the house or whatever, and one of them was like, I pound you into oblivion or some shit. I was like, God damn. You evil motherfucker. Oh man. So glad he did that late in his career. So because if he did that shit in like when he was 30, he'd be this character for the rest of his life. I'd be like, it'd be like Danny Glover in Color Purple, where I'm like, every time I see him, I don't give a fuck if it's Lethal Weapon. I'm like, you the motherfucker from Color Purple, you asshole.
I hope the toilet does blow up on you.
Yeah. That let his family won't even cry. Fuck him. You know?
and that's Hemda's movie corner.
Yes, it was great. That'll be on Silent Trailers tonight. Hemda, when you talk about getting older, making you invisible as a woman, is it something you look forward to? Is it something you just accept? Or is it something you like, you hate that's going to happen? Like, how do you feel about it?
It's something that I'm trying not to have feelings about too much because it's going to happen. And
we're talking about looks?
Talking about the idea of getting invisible as you get older because people are, I guess, the way a woman looks is such a big part of how people in society judge.
I also have a very optimistic view about who I am. I feel like, I mean, this is going to sound really condescending maybe to some people, but I feel like I will always be interesting enough to not fully be invisible to the people I want to share information with. So yes, I'll be invisible to the 20s and 30s who are trying to exude their energy in a different way than I do now and will later. So yeah, I'm maybe not going to make friends with those people anymore. And maybe it'll be more like a mentor or like a, hey, let's learn from the from youth, and it's going to be appropriate. So I feel like it's going to be appropriate and fun because I will always make sure that my life is fun.
I also kind of feel like, yes, yeah, no, that's exactly what I wanted to hear, like, as far as, like, what you thought about it. I also wonder, like, because there's, like, a pressure to always being seen sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, there's a, like, a, you got to look a certain way, you got to show up a certain way, you got to do this all the fucking time. I don't know, I could, it's like how I used to think about getting old before they invented Viagra. I was like, man, Viagra probably fucked up getting old for a lot of dudes, because, like, maybe finally you're like, oh man, no, I'm not even worried about sex. I'm just old doing old people shit.
Let me just listen to this bitch for a minute.
Yeah, like, that's not even part of my life. Let's get a fucking RV, talk my fucking hand out. Who gives right? a fuck? Who gives a fuck? We're just dying slowly every day anyway. And then they're like, we invented a pill. It's like, I gotta fuck again. This is a thing for me. Oh, here we go. Round of- The golden days, you know? What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, have you had any elective cosmetic procedure done to your face or body? Our friend Appiah said, I do color my hair.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if this poll is worth fucking anything, quite frankly. Sometimes
I shave my beard, so I voted yes.
Yeah, I shaved. I literally just showered. Sometimes I cut my pubes. Right. So, yeah, me and fucking Angelina Jolie are getting a bunch of work done. Anyway, the results for what they're worth, which is a fucking diddly squat, if you ask me, 13% say yes. Now, I don't believe that's true. I believe it's more. But right. But now we're so only 13%, but we're also counting coloring your hair.
Right.
You know, so people aren't even being honest in a because I well, can't it's believe also this
that,
is true.
It's also that thing, too, where, like, there's such a weird stigma around it because people are like, you need to do this to be in Hollywood or to have a certain type of job. You need to do this.
Right.
And then we see the people clearly do it because we see their face change. But then they never say they like when they get asked, they're like, I don't do that shit. My face just look like this. I'm like,
right.
How?
Yeah.
All of this can't be true at the same time.
I have eyes. I don't know
it's a trick bag.
I have eyes. And by the way, I had no, but I did get my eyes done. That is true. I did get LASIK. Yep. Yeah.
You got LASIK.
So sorry. Oh, my God. Son the poll could only be so long. A. B. I know I have a nice group of listeners in Somerset, Pennsylvania, my hometown. You all got new heads.
Yeah. I was watching that new movie with Jennifer Lawrence, the comedy movie.
No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings. Yeah, it's on Netflix now. So I started watching that. Yeah, I can't believe it's already on Netflix. I
haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah, so I started watching it. No spoilers, obviously. But I was like, oh, man, it seemed like her face looks different than before. And then I go to Google immediately, first result. Like, did she? It's like, what did she do to her face? I was like, I just put Jennifer Lawrence. I didn't, like, right. Calm down, Google. But it was like, right. I appreciate the autofill. But the first article or whatever was like, she did say she had surgery done on her nose, but it was only because she had a deviated septum.
Everybody has a deviated septum nowadays.
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of Jews with deviated septums.
Yeah. Those septums took up a lot of space on some of them because the septum's completely gone.
Listen, big septum is fucking Michael Jackson was dealing with it. You know?
I still have big septum.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get some surgery. All right. You know what it is. But it is interesting that, like, you get the surgery, it does make your face look different. And then you have to be like, well, but not for what you think.
Right.
Not because I'm a Hollywood. It's for breathing. Deviated septum.
You have to breathe. She auto-filled her face. There, I said it.
I couldn't breathe all those years before you saw me acting. When I was making all that money acting before, I was doing that shit with one nostril. Okay. Now you about to get some fucking acting.
By the way, we can't move on without referencing that my father is a ice skating champion.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon's the word. And figured out how to do a flying camel. We are on one leg spinning. You jump to the other leg and continue spinning within half an hour. And that is because, in all fairness, he learned to roller skate as an Olympic athlete also within 4 hours of being kicked off of the ice for knocking down 20 people. Even when he did bad, it's great. He crashed into 20 people and didn't break any bones. Crashed into 20 people and then was kicked off the ice, and he had to go in a corner and teach himself how to roller skate. Ice, I mean roller skating rink, and teach himself how to roller skate. Even when he saying how bad he was, he has to be clear he was the worst and then became the best.
Why can't
Does it concern
he
you,
book?
Keith, that you and your DNA?
I can't ice skate at all.
Well, is it concerning that he got early onset dementia at the age of 20, seemingly?
At the age of 12.
Do you think, his kid, just the conception of you people gave him some sort of...
We took from his brain a little bit. Every time a brain was born, he lost some of his brain. It's just interesting that when the kids were born, none of these passions came to light. Never saw ice skating on TV. Never saw the Olympics, even though he helped a team win.
He gave it up for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But you're he welcome. Can have it on TV.
No.
Mm-mm. Not
no,
even on
his
TV.
Passion is now his children.
Yep. And it would have been too tempting to go back to that life. He can't right. even see that shit anymore.
And then what? He's tempting you guys with that life, right. that filthy, filthy life that he never wanted for himself, let alone his children.
Come on.
What's next? You become football stars?
Ken's like, Dad, why didn't you, you'd be successful? Ken, why didn't you, Ken said, why didn't you ice skate more after that? I kind of already did that. So I moved on. Mm-hmm. Oh, you nailed it. And now.
It's like Mike Bacchus's podcast.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Move on.
And here's my thing, though. He wrote a book, right?
He wrote two books. don't say I wrote a book and he wrote a book.
Why isn't it just filled with this?
Yeah,
this is a
exactly.
book.
Exactly. I said that to my brother. He loves the idea too. Like, if my dad didn't, he made a book about the three wise men. He's trying to, you know, he has no skill to do that, but he's trying to make a fake story and throw in some Bible shit. And then Daniel 9, the God prophecy, something about this guy Daniel and how he talked to God. No, just talk about your life and put in all that, like in the Dad Emails book.
Yes.
That's the way he should be talking in his own autobiography. And that would be fucking amazing. One page on doing the flying camel, and then you get to the next superhero move. That's a fucking book.
Right. And it don't matter. It's all lies.
Yes.
Fuck it. I won't even care. I won't fact check you. I want the lies.
Right.
Oh, God, that's a fucking book, man. Mm. But yeah, it's sad that he didn't write a real book. Yeah.
We're just writing down more projects, aren't we?
Well, I guess I covered it in the Dad Emails, I suppose. But if he wrote it and it was from him, that'd be a billion-dollar idea.
Oh, why don't you write it? Every chapter is like one chapter is like the chili recipe chapter. And then just like leave a line with an X next to it at the end of every chapter. He signs it.
I would.
Yeah, that's what happened.
He signs each chapter.
Right.
Yep.
I stand by this. I approve these messages.
And if we've seen anything from Jada's press tour, you ain't got to tell the same truth everywhere.
Right, right.
You can have a new truth for every fucking interview, dog.
Right.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the fucking bombshell, headlines and shit that would come from your father's press run?
He taught Mary Lou Retton how to do ballet or whatever the gymnastics.
Right. The same guy that was faster than Bernie Kosar. Discovered there's hidden gold in the mountains of West Virginia or some shit. Wow. Is this the same book? Yeah, same book. He did all that.
I just like that Mary Lou Retton will get more of her name out there again. Remember when that was our reference 100% at any Olympic anything?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would say, I keep fucking up what she does. Ice skating, ballet, gymnastics. My dad would make it like that. And I taught her ballet.
Yes.
Well, she didn't pursue ballet. You know that? Yeah, I do know that because she already conquered it.
Yes. Also, have a rant on my heart about Justin Timberlake. I think he gets a bad rap. I don't think it's as bad as people say. We went too far.
Okay.
We went from a little bit slimy.
I didn't even know we were that mad at him.
They're mad at him, Hemda. Don't,
well, I
don't
assume
go on Twitter.
At this point, he's white male. Straight
yeah,
team,
yeah.
So yeah, I think
everyone's so mad he turned into a normal white dude. He not even problematic. Like, he don't do MAGA. No, he don't have no hot takes on politics ever. Like, he, we're just so mad. We're like, we fucking wanted to fuck you, man. What are you doing? We let you have curly hair and do our dances, and this is how you betray us by putting on fucking Old Navy and going in the woods with a fucking acoustic guitar. You did that, you son of a bitch. Timberland made two of your albums, and this is what the fuck you do to us. But yeah, we gotta let
should have asked Missy Elliott. Fucked up.
Yeah. We're now at leave Justin alone territory. We're like one more scandal for I'm making that video.
Speaking of Justin Timberlake, he's a good actor. Did you see that 17-hour long movie Reptile?
No.
On Netflix? Holy shitbox. Jesus Christ.
These long movies, we got to stop.
When it goes straight to, like, this has Benicio Del Toro, Justin Timberlake, you know, another famous person or four.
Oh, my God. Eric Bogosian. I think that's the famous person I saw that one time.
Benicio Del Toro?
Yes. He's just eating in a restaurant, and I'm like, you're famous, and I will never know how to tell people, just so you guys know.
Thank you. That guy Congrats. Name one movie he was in ever.
I don't know the one we're talking about now.
I just said Reptile.
Ah, solid trailers at night, y'all.
But he has like a punched-in handsome face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely punched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the handsome like the dude from Goodfellas handsome.
And then somebody punched him.
Yeah. Where you're like, you've been through some things.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
When a movie goes straight to TV, it always sucks.
Well, why's it gotta be 3.5 hours?
Right. Why do you make it so long?
Come on.
When you realize it's not that good, cut it.
Yes. I love a short, bad movie because I'll be like, you know what? You did me the favor.
If you saw this movie, Reptile, when he starts thinking his wife is cheating on him, there's no point to that. It has nothing to do with anything because it's not happening. Why did your movie have to be so fucking long? And I do want to see that new Scorsese movie. But literally 3 hours, 40 minutes? I don't think so.
No.
It's rude. I'm offensive.
Out. Nice try, Martin. Yeah. And also, you talked all that shit about Marvel movies. And then this is what you do? Fuck you. You finally got your turn at bat. And you're like, yeah, those Marvel movies are all bloated. Boy. It's not even really cinema. Oh, okay, cool. So your shit going to be super great, right? Yeah, it's 3 hours, 40 minutes. Oh, fuck you then.
I looked at I loaded up the run P times for that movie. And I just happened to glance at it without getting any spoilers. And one thing said, this is a good time because it's just visual and there's no dialogue or talking of any kind. And I'm like, that's a block? Fuck off.
You have a 3 hour and 40 minute movie. You don't have time for that.
Right.
That goes to the editing floor, buddy. What are you doing?
I'm just guessing it's going to be, you know, mountains, ranges and shit that the indigenous people lived in. Okay, it was beautiful, I'm sure.
A lot of violins and fucking rural landscapes.
Right.
Fuck. If I want to do that, I'll watch a Ken Burns documentary, okay? At least I'll be learning the whole time. Get the fuck out of here. The next episode, last one of the week. 3,731, delighted by her way with Matt Baucus. Mm-hmm. Was he an asshole?
No. He does seem, I made a joke about this, but he really does seem like you can catch him. He'll be down in the dumps mood or he's life is pretty good. I think we got him on a life is pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was rolling off his back like water to a duck, you know? Mm-hmm. Him that got some appreciation for her grace.
Mm-hmm. We'd
love to see it. Very nice letter. I feel like a lot of people have been saying that on the forums. The forums are fixed, by the way.
That's
so
right. Thank you.
Everyone, feel free to hop back on those forums and like things and comment and stuff. But I feel like the audience has been very understanding, you know, and very like supportive. And I think that's like fucking dope, you know, because those are the people that listen. And especially if they listen to this right now or they listen to Q&A, they're like the hardcore fans. And I've been on the Reddit. There's no shortage of motherfuckers that are willing to talk some shit when they don't like something. So to see people be like, nah, man, I understand this complicated feeling, blah, blah, blah. I thought that was dope. And I do think applaud your grace because it's hard to find graceful people these days, man. It's running short supply. You know, so I think it's dope.
I appreciate it.
Deleting his podcast makes me wonder if he was given messed up advice now, I feel like it's legal. Worse.
Like it's right? legal.
It's worse than leaving it up. You know, now I'm like, cause like you can leave it up. I probably won't go listen. But now if I find like the lost tapes of that motherfucking podcast, I'm like, oh, he told everybody to go double down on NFTs. No, he got to go to jail. You know?
But why not? Like, you did so many shows. Why not make like a 5-hour best of and put that reel on your website or something? It's weird to get rid of all of it. And I think I'm mostly upset about it because he thanked Keith and the girl for giving him the energy to keep going. And now that's just gone. That's interesting. That's your decision. That's interesting.
Right. So now he ran out of the faith to keep going. What, y'all fault now?
Yeah, now it's on us. Yeah. Now I fucked up. It's a fuck you to me.
Yeah. I can't imagine, as a podcaster, I cannot imagine deleting.
Why don't you delete old stand-up?
Right.
You moved on.
I'd honestly rather say something and it be fucked up and it just be out there forever than to delete what with all the good shit that I said as well as the bad shit.
Yeah.
No way. No fucking way, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. It gave me anxiety listening to him. He's like, because he was so cool. He's like, yeah, I'll delete it. You know, yeah, it's like, well, oh, what?
I got what I wanted out of it and I moved on. Okay.
Yeah. It's like you had a friend to be like, yeah, I chopped my arm off. Like, what? Can we discuss this? Oh, it's not a big deal. I only use my left one, really.
So. I have to.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, it literally like doesn't take up space. He's like, yeah, I got rid of it.
Yeah. It's like you're making it weird now.
You ever turn over to the right when you're trying to sleep and it's like, where do you put this arm? Well,
yeah. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, Apple iCloud is like $2.99 a month, so.
He's like, delete it off my hard drive. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is fucking me up. I can't believe this.
I should have asked if he did that sober. Well, I guess, right? He was sober for a year.
Yeah. Huh. What did he think was on there? Now I want to be his therapist.
Right.
Like, what did you think was so... Oh, anyway. All right. I'm sorry to obsess.
It'd be funny. New podcast. He just repeats everything from the old podcast. No one will know.
Like, it's new?
Yeah.
The bits are sharper? Right. Like, damn, he really polished that one, man. It was only 15 minutes.
We should do that. Just redo all our shows and just and substitute them.
I'm sure I've told y'all this story before. But what... we had an episode of the show that we just fucking lost. I don't know what the fuck happened. It's MP3. Okay. Right. It is not on my computer. It is not in the cloud. Yeah. It's not even on the fucking website we used to host it on. And it's just like episode 33 or something. And it's bothered me the whole years. Fucking years has bothered me. But the description was still out there. So I knew what we talked about. So me and Karen re-recorded the episode like last year. That's as if it was from 2012. We talked about the same topics in the same order, except now we were right about everything, but making it seem like we, like, yeah, it'd be crazy if like he became president, because I mean, like, he's a reality TV star, right? That's fucking ridiculous. But we wouldn't let that happen.
You know what, you know? I bet you is gonna happen. And by the way, it was interesting how clear your audio was that day.
So good. No music in the back. Actually, we may have put the music back for that one. I don't remember, but it was like such like our fan, longtime fans that are like super fans know what we did. But in my mind, I imagine someone going back listening from episode one and be like, getting to episode 33 and be like, these motherfuckers were on point. They figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, 34, they're back.
I don't even remember this topic, but I wrote this pun down. More like Burt likes some young. Am I right, Keith? What did I mean, Keith?
You meant the Burt Young came into my restaurant. I don't think I said that, but Burt Young came into my restaurant and he was with a way too young girlfriend, really making out sloppily, like fences, I'll assume. And so somebody said Burt likes some young.
No, I'll just read that part up. That's my joke. But I
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I didn't remember the premise.
So. It'd be funny if I took credit, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was like, man, I thought this was so funny, but what the fuck did I mean? That's what happens when you don't know white people.
That's what you meant, yeah.
And rest in peace.
Rest in peace, I suppose. Course, you know, I don't know. If the girl's happy, I guess. Yeah.
I think it's so funny when I saw it on Twitter too, where everyone's writing like a eulogy of him, but it's just for the one role.
Rocky, right. Yeah. Rocky, like, yeah, and 160 other things, really.
Yeah. He's such a great character actor. I was a big fan of his. Rocky, he was probably in Rocky. But I can't name anything else. But love this guy, solid earth.
He was like, also always a piece of shit in Rocky too.
Right. That's the other part. Paulie's the bad guy.
Yeah. By two, I mean two, three, four, five, and six. Yeah.
Yes. Rocky was fighting CTE because this motherfucker.
Oh, I sold your wife's wedding ring, Rock. Yeah. Hey, it's my sister, Rock.
Oh, man. Also, those movies age terribly. Don't watch those movies. That motherfucker. Oh, man. He was like pimping his sister out to Rocky.
Yeah.
The first time Rocky and Adrian slept together feels very that.
And he was like, I might be able to get half off a gym membership if you fuck him.
Yeah.
He loves you like a mentally challenged person.
Yeah. Like, he's like, well, come on upside stairs. And like, wait, I don't know about this, Rock. She seemed pretty timid and scared. Maybe just let her go home. That's you're my girlfriend now. I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
I think I might like you too much.
Now, I do have to poke a hole in Keith's conspiracy theory.
Which one?
The Taylor Swift is only going to games where the Chiefs are going to win conspiracy.
So far, it's been happening. Guess who showed up after all, as I predicted? Taylor Swift, this Kansas City game. Guess who is expected to win by a nice margin? Kansas City. Surprise, surprise. So far, it hasn't happened the opposite.
So here is the problem with that.
Go ahead.
The game she didn't go to was against the Minnesota Vikings, who were like 1-4 and trash. She should have went to that game, according to the conspiracy, because there's no fucking way they were going to lose them. And then also...
She can't make it obvious, but go on.
All right, okay. Yeah, got to be slick. Sometimes you got to zag on the conspiracy. But then the other part of it is the Chiefs are the best team in football, so they're favorite in every game.
Well, it works like, out for her.
Yeah.
Well, guess who she's not dating? The brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying the attendance conspiracy. We got some more games. Maybe it'll be a little more obvious later. But right now, she's doing a good job of disguising it, in my opinion, because she's showing up to like some of these games that end up not being blowouts, but they're favored. But since they're favored in every fucking game, it's hard to.
If for some reason they don't lock up the championship. And they have to play some games in the playoffs. She will not show up.
All right. Remember, he said that, guys.
That's right.
And hold him to it. I expect a full apology when it doesn't happen. And I'll apologize.
When it doesn't happen, we'll re-record this. Let's put it on the calendar. <That's right.
laughs> And I'll tell you what. They actually will have to play three games, believe it or not. And she will show up to the second.
The other thing is, I feel like this Taylor Swift thing has just turned into people's thinly veiled excuse to be very misogynistic, like in football. Like it went from like a man, the girls are bonded to like this new thing of like the NFL is showing us clips every fucking touchdown. And and then like I saw a stat on the broadcast that was like games where Taylor Swift comes to the game. This is how much Travis Kelce more yards he gets than the game she doesn't come. And I'm like, you put that on the TV.
Right.
Everyone's mad at her. She has nothing to do with that. You're egging this shit on. Like, I think that my conspiracy, the NFL is using the hate to keep the shit going.
In our show notes, we do have the cheat sheet that Matt said, supposedly that I just saw a headline somewhere, supposedly that Taylor's camp says that wasn't her cheat sheet. Okay, right. It's interesting bubble writing like a little girl, but all right. What do we think about this cheat sheet?
It's definitely fake, 100%. No
okay.
way.
All right.
Because if you're going to do that, you put it on your phone. This is fucking 2023. These assholes, they hate her so much, it doesn't even make sense. Like and that's the thing. We just need a little bit to go off of, because then we tap into the like these fucking bitches, right? They come to the game and they're fucking up the fucking game, bro. We just want to like be real heterosexual and play on tight pants and fucking slap each other on the ass. And here come these bras, bro. And here's the other part.
We do be fucking up games, though.
They do be fucking up games. Here's the other thing. Let's say this is all fake. She's just only into football because her boyfriend. That's like 75% of the fucking women that fucking watch football because they're some fucking douchebag is like, this is the only time I show emotion. So that's when they show up.
Do you think I ever saw a movie in a movie theater?
Right.
like how much shit do we do? Like, why did any guy I know go see Alvin Ailey?
Like, right. They're like, she's so fake, like in football. I'm like, So she's getting dicked down by top flight athlete and she pretends to like football. Nigga, that's everyone's done that. That's nothing. You know what else is fake? Him showing up to her concert, being like such a huge fan now.
Him wearing a
fucking her.
Him wearing a bracelet. One of those.
Yeah, you're
bracelets.
Fucking her, dude. What the? Why are we so mad One Direction and not the others?
People do. It's insane. I always thought about that. Makes it sound like a bigger deal, but I have always thought about how people love to act like they hate shit that they can give a fuck about. Taylor Swift isn't taken away from the game. They have to show something.
A sense of control.
A sense of control, yeah, mm-hmm. I suppose. So it's mm-hmm. like, I hear one more thing from Jada Smith. It's awesome, and it's fun when you're bored. And
I would be so mad if the next article about Jada Pinkett Smith is, I'm no longer talking about my personal life. Right. I'd be like, well, no, why would you do that?
If I have to hear about Buck Cherry one more time, who's asking?
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, I agree. But there's this other thing that's been happening in football. I'm sorry, Hemda, for the segment, but
She got her movie segment. It's okay.
She did get a movie segment. That's true. Key, have you seen the Chargers fan?
No.
There's this Asian lady. She wears Chargers like jersey. She's not famous. She just came to the game. They kept putting the camera on her because she's like a super. She's like, yes,
she's screaming and shit.
All this stuff. And so now people are delving into her life. They found out she also is a Minnesota Vikings fan. People think it's a conspiracy. They think the NFL planted this lady. At the last game she was at, she wore a Buffalo Wild Wings hat.
Oh.
But she's upfront about Buffalo Wild Wings paid me to wear this hat.
Okay.
Cause they're gonna put the camera on me every fucking for like every commercial. Right. So fuck it. Like I'm getting paid now, but there are so many people who are fake mad at her.
Yeah,
like
who gives a shit?
Just fucking plant. Get this bitch out of here. It's like this is fun. Every team, especially the bad ones, you can have your own Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Get a fake fan. Get a real fan. Put the camera on them every fucking break. It's great TV. I can't believe everyone hasn't just done this. But yeah, they hate her now.
Craig said yesterday, he goes, the Steelers game is going the same time as the Chiefs game. And he goes, who's your tight end fucking? I'm like, Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
But yeah, who gives a shit? This woman's wearing a hat. And now let's go to the Snickers play of the game.
Right.
Okay, who gives a shit? Let a regular person make a buck.
You're going to put a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial on.
Yeah.
So why am I mad at her hat? Like, get your money, girl. Also, the last thing, I low-key think Travis Kelce mama is fake for pretending she not impressed. She fake for that. She knows.
Really?
She know what she doing. Yeah, because she did the fucking Campbell's soup, the chunky soup commercials with her sons. They represented by CAA. They want to be Hollywood. She's like Kris Jenner as a momager. You know what I'm saying? Like she managing her son's talent and becoming famous too. It was a move. It was a move to be like, I'm not so impressed by the most famous woman.
She doesn't feel like an actress. When I saw her in the boxes, I don't think they necessarily knew when they'd cut her. And she seemed like Taylor's jumping all over the mom and the mom's really looking for it. Like, shut the fuck up. That's what it looks like.
Because Taylor's taking over her orbit as she's supposed to be the matriarch of her family.
So she was upset, but in the long run,
It ain't about what she thinks. She's like, this motherfucker, it's my time to shine. Y'all came out of my vagina.
He's in the bleachers. I'm doing other things.
Exactly.
Oh, there's no way he likes her music.
No way.
No fucking way. Hey, could we pump things up with a little Lover?
I want to see his fucking Spotify tracks list. I want to see his playlist. She ain't on there. Nice try, Travis. I know what you listen to because I know how you talk and the people you hang out with.
But when she was on that show with Hoda and whoever, and she goes like, yeah, it's okay. But then she also doubles down. It goes, so any other thoughts or something like that? And she goes, yeah, you know, yeah. And then the hosts are like, yeah. And then, yeah. And
that's
then,
a move.
And then eye roll. I don't know. It seemed pretty. She was good at it then.
It's a move. All right. It's a move. I'm not saying she. It doesn't come from a real place, but it's a move. It's a move. You know, because we don't even hang out with Taylor Swift, but let's say she came, sat in on last week.
Right.
We get asked about
I don't
it.
Give a shit.
Right. None of us are going to do that. Not, you at least fake it, even if you think, because you know other people think it's cool. So you just go, oh, yeah, it was cool, man. She's cool. Even if you don't fuck with her, you say, she's like, it was all right.
Mm-hmm. So when you say, was she an asshole? We got to just
they
say
gonna say yes.
Yeah.
But you said it might be from a real place, but it's still deliberate.
Yeah.
To put I it think out
it's the real place is, how dare you be? It's my time to be a star finally. And here come the biggest fucking star in the world in the fucking box with me. Right.
Asking about me and my sons, you're asking about this bitch.
Before Taylor Swift showed up, they used to interview that woman during the games. They used to fucking cut to her like they cut to Taylor Swift. And they, Mama Kelce, she went to the Eagles game earlier today where we put her on TV 20 times.
And they're like, look, she's sitting next to Jake from State Farm. Ooh, she must be horny. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's all Hollywood, baby. I'm down for a conspiracy. I just need to go a little deeper than hating just Taylor.
People pretending they hate Taylor, they hate Jada talking. Is that what she's doing? She has to pretend to? Everybody's pretending they hate shit.
I think she's pretending, dog. Interesting. Because, dog, think about it. She want her sons to be so famous. Mm-hmm. You hate he fucking the most famous woman on earth? Really, mama? Podcast number one, you hate that for him?
Right.
No one was listening before he was fucking this lady. Come on, man.
Yeah, he had a nice house, but his house is her bathroom.
Dog, he had to buy a new $6 million house
to keep fucking with
Taylor Swift.
Right.
Because Taylor Swift, like, your house too accessible, man. I'm Taylor Swift. People going to try to come in here. What you doing?
Right.
Anyway, good for them. You love to see it.
We'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Keep going to games, Taylor, and prove Keith wrong. Go to a couple losses. Just shake it up.
Yeah, shake it off.
Shake it off. Root for the wrong team on purpose. See what happens.
I think she kind of does
start
that.
Fucking with
she
us.
She kind of does that. Okay, yeah. They went 3 yards. Calm the fuck down. That's their job.
Yeah. She should start fucking with us, though. Like, because, you know, as you learn what to do, because she's clearly learning. You can watch her.
Yeah.
She's learning. As she learns what to do, then you learn what not to do. She should start doing what not to do on purpose.
Right.
Other team scores a touchdown. She's like, yeah. They're like, scandal. Is she going to break up with Travis Kelce?
She stares at the field during halftime. There's no performance. There's no show.
She sings the national anthem just one time. No. She hands the mic to the person that sings
it. Oh.
That's a move. Fuck us up, Taylor.
And the other person has to bow to her and then
start. Yes. Here you go. They're like, oh, was Taylor gonna sing it? Oh no. Oh, now it's a letdown. This other person singing.
And then it keeps cutting to Taylor waving as the girl from the local high school sings.
Oh man. All right. What was the follow?
Your response to Matt disregarding his entire podcast, Hold My Bread. Your choices are I relate to Matt, it's run its course, so goodbye. Or I relate to Hemda. Wait, what? 86% say, what? Wait, what?
Right. That's so weird.
It's strange.
I'm sorry.
It's strange.
Was one of your guests like a criminal? Like, what happened?
Right.
Yeah. This guy got accused of embezzling and
okay, then take that down if you want. Everything. Right. You had no fun, interesting thoughts ever.
Come on. Maybe he's healthier than me. I don't know.
Maybe.
Chewing A, no touching. Always good to see Newsy alive. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. Okay. We never know if it's going to happen, but we love to see it. My favorite part of this was the trips down memory lane, and we got to revisit intern Lucas.
Yes.
Because y'all's life of trauma is my content. To y'all, y'all knew that person. To me, it's just a person that went crazy working for Keith and the girl. Okay. And I.
That place will make it nuts.
Yeah, to me, it's water under the bridge, literally, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. But
to y'all, it's not. It's troubled waters. But that's why you always listen to Q&A, okay? If you're skipping it, you're fucking up. Honestly, skip this show if you got to skip a show. Don't skip Q&A.
You know what happened last week. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. That was not that long ago, okay? I enjoy it. And lastly, last week on Keith and the Girl, I believe Karen hosted last time. Mm-hmm. And she did a great job. That was it.
All right, good. That worked out.
The studio audience loves that. Wow. They must. That's the biggest chair we got.
Was she an asshole?
Was she an asshole? The studio audience doesn't seem to think so, so I guess not. You know? It wasn't. Oh, they're very adamant.
She was
not. She will be hosting the next one, so, you know, hopefully. Wow, they're more excited for that than me. Silent trailers tonight Yep. Keith, you nervous?
Always, but let's see. Who are the guests? I know Ether Yacoub. I don't think she really knows movies. I don't know why I say that. Dave Hill. Dave Hill knows movies.
Yeah.
And then two other people that aren't coming. Melody Kamali. Mm-hmm. She won't know movies. Cary Grievenson, what?
Cary Grievenson will know.
Cary Grievenson mm-hmm. might know. The other two are too wrapped up in the Middle East. You know, they're not going to have their head in the game.
All right. Well,
this was booked before this version of the war started. So.
It was booked before. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So now their brains are scrambled. Awkward. Yeah.
Should I wear my Arab scarf tonight?
When y'all get to the Palestinian round, I'm going to turn it off for a second.
I have back. one round is just out of the blue. What do you call this salad?
Who's right is the next round. We're going to change the order up a little bit.
All the movies are like A Land Before Time, No yeah. Place Like Home,
Prince of Persia,
Nowheresville, You Were Not Here.
Yeah. And that's why he's the best at the game, y'all. All right. Well, that's it. Well, I'm going to get out of your hair and go see if my tires are fixed and how much it costs me. Thank you. And that's it for me. So until next time, love, peace, and KeithandTheGirl.com.